Blog Talk Radio.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? You fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Oh, the morning sun in all its glory, reach the day with hope and comfort too. You fill my life with laughter, you can make it better, ease my troubles, that's what you do. There's a love that's divine, and it's yours and it's mine, like the sun. And at the end of the day, we should give thanks and praise to the one, have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one else above you? Fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Yeah, that's what you do, baby.
In the car, ready to ride. Sunday night drive. Woo! Let's go.
All right. And Mr. Do Right Man coming here to sound like Barry White and shit. Welcome to the show, man.
thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being with us.
Let's get it, baby. That's how we do it.
All right, all right. Get your panties ready to throw to the Do Right Man. It's on the show.
All right. Manita Applebaum, welcome, Manita Applebaum. Gotta get me some. What's up, sweetheart? How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Don't act shy now, damn it.
All right. And all you guys, get ready to throw your draws. Manita Applebaum is in the house.
Yeah.
We're an equal opportunity opportunist over here. Equal opportunity over here.
Yeah, what happens on the hilltop stays on the hilltop. So you enter at your own risk. Plain and simple as that. Robin Lynn, before we get into the show, where are we syndicated on tonight?
Wow, I am happy to say that we are streaming live on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Amazon Music, Audible, Google Podcasts, iTunes Podcasts, Spotify, Hear This Radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, on all available social platforms and everywhere. You don't even have to hit the play button. When you scroll down, we'll just automatically start playing. And we're closed captioned, too. Ha!
That's right. Closed captioned here on the hilltop. Again, I want to thank the Do Right Man for taking time out of his schedule and joining us here tonight. We got some awesome female. The queens are taking over tonight. We got a nice artist from out of Texas. And we got another artist from out of California. For you guys tonight, I hope you guys sit back and enjoy a nice, awesome show. We're also going to be playing music from Mr. Do Right as well. You guys sit back, relax, you know, peace, love, and hair grease, and we're getting ready to get into this damn show, y'all. We'll be right back. Sit back.
The champ is here! The champ is here!
This is Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
The champ is here. Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Sean. On the HIWL Top Radio Show. What that is? Hilltop, brother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh. Well, what that is?
Hilltop. Hilltop Radio.
Sunday Night Drive here on Hilltop Radio Show. Again, I want to welcome everybody for tuning in. I want to welcome everybody that's already on board. And I want to welcome all of our listeners worldwide, all around the world, as the circle goes around. Planet Hilltop is going around right now. We're at 242.37K. And Robin, Lynn, I just want to tell you, today I looked at the shares with Facebook and Twitter, we was at 5.2K as of right now at 9:10 p.m. We're at 6.6K. So everybody is moving and grooving, playing the hilltop where it's supposed to be. Yeah, we ain't out here playing around with y'all.
Blowing up social media and mainstream media. Just saying.
Well, we got a lot going on tonight. Like I said, we got two queens of the industry. We got one over in the Southern Soul, and then we got one over in the hip-hop rap division. We got the lovely, talented vocalist, Demetra A. Bassett, coming on our 9 o'clock hour. And then at 10 o'clock hour, we got no other than Kelda Diva. She'll be on with us out of California. She'll be with us on the second half of the show. Again, I want to welcome everybody for being a part of the show. Before we get into it, Robin, Linda, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media and Boz Live Radio and I Am Streaming. Let people know where they can hit you up at up there in Seattle, Washington.
All right. You can find me everywhere at Robin Lynn Maben, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. If you have music for Vibes Live Radio, please send it to vibesliveradio@gmail.com. And by all means, check out the website, iamstreaming.org. Woo! We got it going on all over the world, too, just like the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all.
Yeah, we got another talented artist that just became one of our co-hosts here. We respect her. We beside all her work that she does. Benita Applebaum, let everybody know where they can follow you at. You out of Mississippi. The Crooked S's, let everybody know where they can follow you at, sweetheart.
Yes, I'm Benita Applebaum. You can follow me at Benita Applebaum on Facebook and Twitter, at The Real Benita Applebaum on Instagram. And if you're looking to stream my music on all major music platforms, and right here on the Hilltop.
That's right, girl. Say it with your chest. All right. And the Do Right Man, one of our co-host special guests, man. Let everybody know where they can find you at, man. I know you be rocking Texas. You be rocking Mississippi. You be rocking Louisiana, Virginia, Georgia, Alabama, every damn where. Where can they follow you at, Mr. Do Right Man?
On Facebook, you can find me at Evel Dillard on Facebook. Also on Facebook, Mr. Do Right Man. That's Mr. DURIGHTMAN. On Instagram, you can find me at Sale the Do Right Man. And on TikTok, the Do Right Man, DURIGHTMAN. All the platforms, YouTube, everywhere. All my music is out there. In other words, go and check me out and get ready for the tune-up, man.
Hello. All right, y'all. Damn it. I see a 318 number. If you're a guest, hit one on your keypad and get on over to the queue and I can get you on the show. Now we're going to be talking a little bit about the industry. We're going to talk a little bit about certain things that go on behind closed doors with these promoters and club owners, and how they be dripping these artists out of money. You guys also know when you tune into the Hilltop Radio Show, we tell it like it is. We tell the business. So if you don't like what you hear tonight, oh well, I'm sorry, but we gotta let the people and the fans and these up and coming artists know what the deal is when you want to jump into the industry, and that's the way. That's what you get when you come on a Hilltop Radio Show. Whether you're hearing it from me or you're hearing it from one of the best entertainment lawyers in the business that we bring on, or you're hearing it from a CEO from a major label comes on, we all say it, as we say it with our chest, and we say it loud as well, because people need to know what goes on, how it goes on, and why it goes on. That's why I'm a rebel without a pause, because a lot of people don't like me because I tell the truth when you come on the Hilltop Radio Show. You know, this ain't no recorded show. This ain't no scripted show. This ain't no make-believe radio show. This is the real deal, as they say, the real deal Holyfield. And, you know, this is a topic that we stay on almost all the time, Robin, here on the show, right? You know, I get tired of these artists, these independent artists that put their blood, sweat, and tears in their craft and bust their butts at a 9-to-5 and put their money behind their work and, you know, and getting traveling 4 or 5 hours, you know, 10 hours round trip for nothing. And then they got these so-called promoters and managers that don't do shit for them, that don't work for them, you know, work against them instead of working with them. But when you have a venue owner that's coming up to you and saying, "Oh man, I like what you're doing. I want you to come back," but then you got your booking agent or your road manager or your manager working against you. That's when you need to turn that light on, and not Hotel 6. We keep the light on, but you need to turn your own light on and start getting rid of these people that are downplaying your career that you put in so much time and energy in, you know, to get to where you want to be at, you know, in the music industry and in the industry. It's sad that you know, the industry works against you because you got to be a certain type of height, certain type of look, you know, like Benita Applebaum. They all over Benita Applebaum because she's sexy as hell. I'm going to say that out in radio land right now. That girl's sexy as hell. But then you got some that try to use that sex, you know, that sexiness, try to want to sleep with you. Or try to get you in a room or something, so, and try to say, "Oh, I'm gonna boost your career," and I ain't gonna do shit for you. Real talk, that's how it is. And this is the shit that we talk about here on the show each and every week. I'm sorry that you guys are upset about it, but you know, that's how we do our thing here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Robin, you want to add something?
Yeah. We bring expertise, wisdom, and then we also go back and bring you some more experts. And we're not just giving you information, we're giving you all this information so that you can practice your craft, and we bring opportunity that you can make money off your craft too. So we don't mean to ruffle no feathers, but if your feathers get ruffled, then take advantage of that, because you can really, really grow and expand your career by networking with the Hilltop Radio Show, Planet Hilltop. Just saying. Yeah, check my titties out on that one, y'all.
Yeah, so I mean, even if I am ruffling feathers, oh well, you know, I'll ruffle your feathers and I don't care, you know, what you think or how you think or, you know, what you got to say. As always, 704-713-9576 if you want to. Hey, if you want to call in, you can call into the show, 516-453-9110, and, you know, you can question me. You can... we can have a debate, but, you know, honestly, you're not going to win. You can discuss it if you're a promoter or whatever you are or whatever you want to be, because you got people that wake up in the morning and say, "Oh, guess what? I'm going to be a rap star today. Oh, guess what? I'm going to be a manager today. Oh, guess what? I'm going to be a label executive today. Oh, guess what? I'm going to be a do-right man today. Oh, guess what? I'm going to be a club owner today." Yeah, okay. But we're going to get back into that right now. You know, I hate to be that way, man, but, you know, do right, man. Yeah. I say this, I protect the artists like yourself, man, and artists like Benita, because you guys don't get your just due. And
that's right.
When you have people such as myself and Robin and you know, even Rick Robinson, he even though he's a CEO, a major record label, he feels the same way. But you know, the industry, wow, that's how the industry is made up of. But we're gonna get more into that later on here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Right now we wanna invite this lovely lady over here from Dallas, Texas. She goes by the name of the Vocalist, Demetra A. Bassett. Welcome to the show, sweetheart.
Hello, how are you? Thank you.
We're good. Welcome.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, we got Barry White on here tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we just messing with you. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being here on the show. And shouts out to Miss Benita Applebaum for, you know, making this happen with us tonight here on the Sunday Night Drive.
Right. Thanks, Benita. Big shout out to you, love. Thanks so much.
Thank y'all. Thank you.
Wasn't her trying to be shy tonight, y'all. But anyway, again, thank you for being a part of the show. So what I normally do, I'm going to turn it over to the ladies, Miss Robin Lynn Maven, Vaz Live Radio. I am streaming out of Seattle, Washington. And, you know, you're familiar with Miss Benita Applebaum. I'm going to let these lovely ladies start out with questions. And then, you know, myself and the Do Right Man, he's a co-host, special guest tonight. He's also a Southern Soul artist out of Houston, Texas. We invite him on tonight so he can relay with you, you know, as far as the Southern Soul movement and stuff like that. So, Robin Lynn Maven, go ahead and start it off, girlfriend.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on the Hilltop Radio Show. How you doing tonight all the way down there in Dallas, Texas?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great.
Home of the Dallas, home of the home, the home of the Cowboys, y'all. Okay, go ahead, Robin.
Okay.
I just had to throw that out there.
Just saying. Yeah, say hi. I got peoples down there. Hello to all my peoples down there, okay? Oak Cliff Fellowship Bible Church. Hello, y'all. That's where I went when I actually lived in Dallas for a little while. I sure did. So let me ask this. Go ahead. You from where?
I'm from Mississippi, but Dallas is where I live now. Mississippi is my home state. That's the song Mississippi Party that I wrote is about the state that I'm from. But yeah, I'm here in Dallas, though. So, yeah, and it's really good. I like it. It's just hot.
Okay, so how do you come up? Where do you get the ideas for your songs, for your music? How you do that?
Well, I was in New York, and New York, I was not in the city. I was in, like, Saranac Lake, New York, where it's more Caucasian people. So I felt a bit out of place from where I'm originally from, which is Mississippi. And in Mississippi, when my granddaddy and grandmoms and uncles and aunties did a throwback outside backyard party, we had catfish, brims. We played dominoes, cards. We get up and dance a lot of different music and we have the kids out there eating watermelon and stuff like that. So that's how I ended up creating Mississippi Party. It's just, you know, sometimes when you're out of a place and you're no longer there, you miss it. And so I write music anyway. And so that's how I ended up coming up with Mississippi Party.
So you write music too. That's hot. Okay, can't even imagine. My eyes just start crossing at that whole process. It's amazing how you get an idea, right, and then you manage for to get it out musically, and then people are listening to it, and we're jamming and dancing and do it. How does that go from your head to the world like that? That's a gift. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. So how do you keep yourself motivated? My last question. How you keep yourself motivated?
I mean, just every day I get up, I meditate, I vision what I want to do in life, and I just stay focused on that. And I'll tell you this, fans keep me motivated too, because every day I get new fans and, you know, and I get new compliments and I meet new people. So that keeps me going too. Like, you know, without the fans, you wouldn't have anything. So having fans to me makes me go on. You don't want fans saying, oh, your music sound bad. You know, they'll be like, that'll put you down. So just having something to just keep me going every day is what keeps me motivated.
All right, all right, all right. Go ahead, Benita Applebaum. You know, Miss Bassett. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Hello, Demetria.
Hello, Benita. How are you?
How does it feel?
What did you say?
I know you just recently had your first show. How does it feel jumping out the limo?
Well, it's not actually my first show, because I was doing shows in Mississippi with my band and here in Texas with my band before COVID happened, but this is my first show with a promoter. And I will tell you, I've never performed in front of that many people. I felt really good about it. I got a lot of compliments. I took a lot of pictures with new fans, and it feels really good. I would tell you that it feels really good. I was very excited.
She got a band, y'all.
All right. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Benita. You still got questions? Still got another question?
I just wanted to know how she felt about her show. I didn't know it was I thought it was her first show I did. She had mentioned it on one of her posts. So I thought it was her first show, but yeah, after talking about Corona. So yeah, I just wanted to know how I felt. And yes, she had a crowd.
And the people Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
No, I was saying though, people dance they have like a step to your music. They have a dance to it.
Yeah. My cousin created the dance.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Y'all got a video so that we can learn how to do the dance too?
Yeah, I have a video.
Sorry about that.
I do have a video for you to learn to do the dance.
And where can we find it?
It's on YouTube, or I can send it to you personally, or it's on my fan pages. It's out there on my pages too.
Well, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, Demetria, so we can go ahead and get that out the way.
I have my Facebook page, which is Vocalist Demetria A. Bassett. I have my fan page, which is just Demetria. I have a group where I have my fans follow me, and it's called Demetria Bassett. I have Instagram that's called Lady D Soul Singer 1, and I'm on Big O, and that's Demetria. But my Big O ID is BND4, and I'm on YouTube as well as Lady D Soul Singer 1.
All right. All right, I just want to give a special guest shout out to Cassandra over there, one of the executives over there at Next Level DJ. She is on listening out of Louisiana. Thank you for tuning in. I call her NWA. Thank you for tuning in, NWA. And also, one of our best friends, we call her Auntie. She's an aunt here on Hilltop Radio Show. What's up, Aunt Peggy? Welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in all the way from Ohio.
Hello. Yes, thank you. The show is truly amazing. Demetria, just beautiful, absolutely, all the way around. And I'd like to know, I do have one question. When is your next show going to be? I don't know if I missed question, but I do have that.
I do have, I'm a Southern Soul artist with a twist of Neo Soul and Gospel, so my next show is a Gospel show, August the 8th, and that's a Gospel event in Henderson, Texas, called Rock the Music, so that will be my next event, and then I have a flyer for that as well.
Rock the Music, all right, that sounds like a winner right
beautiful,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Miss Peggy. Thank you for taking time on your schedule and joining us here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We love, each and every time you're with us. You just lighten up the room there, girlfriend. Yeah.
Well, I love y'all. I love y'all so much. The music, like I said, music is our heartbeat, and that's what keeps us going. So I thank y'all for everything y'all do, and the artists, and all the hard work and everything. It's truly amazing with everything y'all do.
Well, you're getting ready. You better go put your dancing shoes on in a minute here. From one artist from one artist to another artist, Do Right Man. You know, ask Miss Demetria, well, Lady V, some questions there, brother.
The first show you did, was that off in Henderson, Texas?
No. Well, the first show that I ever did was in Mississippi at a club. But,
okay.
The first show that I did outside with a promoter was in Henderson, Texas, yes.
That was with Nisha Ward?
Yes.
Okay, so I was on the show with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the Do Right Man, the country cowboy from Houston, Texas.
Okay, I might have missed too. I don't know what time you went up, but I was a bit exhausted out there and before because
job.
We were traveling.
Yeah, you did a wonderful job. I had a chance to see your show. You did a wonderful job. Excellent show. Great showmanship. Great talent. A beautiful lady. I can speak highly of your show. Yes, yes. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you so much.
I caught your show. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
But from artist from artist to artist that actually started in the gospel arena, I've been off in the gospel arena since the 2000s. How do it feel to, step into the Southern Soul arena?
It doesn't feel any different because when I was younger, my granddaddy before he passed, he was playing the guitar and playing blues, and he was well known for blues, and he would make me sing stuff like Down Home Blues and Johnny Taylor stuff about and so I would always sing blues, but then I got into church and just started singing gospel. But it doesn't feel any different because gospel and Southern Soul kind of matches me.
Yes, it feels the same. It feels the same as for me as well. But let me ask you another question. Did you feel like you got the response that was needed to inspire you to go further into the music career?
Good question right there.
Are you asking in regards to Southern Soul or just my music career, period?
No, when you was out there in Henderson, Texas, I know you did a wonderful show. Let me say that again. I'm asking, did it inspire you to push your music even further in the Soul arena? Okay.
Yes, it did. I love the crowd that was out there, and it did inspire me to want to push more. Matter of fact, while I was during the pandemic, I wrote eight Southern Soul songs. I'm going to release them after this one gets enough traffic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And DJ Sun, I got to share this with you. A true vocalist, you don't find too many vocalists, singers, a true natural vocalist that's awesome from stage into showmanship. She did a wonderful show, and I commend you on that.
Well, I know if that's coming from you, dude, right? I already know. You're telling the truth. So, yeah, congratulations on that as well.
Thank you.
Again, this is a Sunday Drive on Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean Robin Lynn Maven, Aunt Peggy, Benita Applebaum, Mr. Do Right Man, and all the listeners out there listening worldwide. I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. this awesome show. It's the Queen's Sunday. We're up first, we got the vocalist, Demetra A. Bassett. Lady V is in the house. Lady V, you said that you're waiting to release your next music. How is this song, Mississippi Party, doing for you right now, as of right now?
It's doing excellent. It's doing better than I thought it was going to do. But yeah, it's hitting. I haven't got any bad reviews on this song. It's doing really good for me right now.
Well, it's got to be doing good. Anytime you can get, you know, somebody to do a line dance behind your music and stuff, that's always a good sign of a good song when you have a line dance behind it. So, you know, I commend you. Congratulations on that as well, whether it's a family member or even a fan. So, you know, somebody's paying attention to you and what you're doing for the industry. And also, the new music that you got coming, any collaborations with anybody?
No.
Okay.
I just have a producer, but other than that, no, I don't have any features.
Okay. Well, do right. Maybe y'all have to connect and do something together, you know, out there. You know, knock them out of the box. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, put something on the map for y'all, you know. I'm trying to be a promoter. No, I'm just playing.
It would be a great honor.
Yeah.
It would be a great honor to work with a true vocalist like Danita. You know, it would be a great honor.
All right.
Okay.
So, Demetra, what we're going to do right now, I want you to go ahead and shout out your Mississippi Party, and we're going to jump into that right now.
All right, everybody. Mississippi Party is the song that I wrote, and it's a backyard reunion get-together song. I want to send a shout-out to my sponsors, which is Dottie Fitness and Moby Music Artists. I want to send a shout-out to Strategy Marketing. And just thank you all for listening and staying tuned in and listening to the radio station as well.
Girl, I'm going down to Mississippi tonight, and I'm going to have a real good time.
Drink me some beer upon the bed. out of my chair. I'm dancing all around over here. I am doing that into my soul, into my every beat. I'm telling you. Up means I'm loving it. I have to find that on a CD. Where can I get that, please?
I'll make sure you get a copy of it tonight. I'll get you a copy of it tonight. Yeah. I'll get you a copy of it tonight. Yeah. Robin Lynn, Robin Lynn Maven, Vibes Live Radio, I am streaming. I know you ready to jump out of the cake butt naked on that one, right?
Yes, and I got to throw it on Vibes Live Radio. Southern Soul Explosion, man, that's hot. Okay.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, thank you.
She said the butterfly and the percolator. All right. She took it way back old school. All right. Benita Applebaum, talk to us.
And don't you ever forget that I'm a Mississippi girl. I love it.
All right.
I love it. Yes.
She named all them surrounding towns. Where y'all from, right, Benita and Demetrius?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All
my
right.
My city is Yazoo. That's my home city.
Okay. And boy, you spelled that Mississippi out. That took you a while to finish that one. Spell Mississippi out that song, boy. That was a whole minute of that 4 minutes.
Yeah. Yes.
Shit, I've been tired too. That many I's and S's and I's and PPI's. Yeah. Hell, just saying the M got me tired. No, I'm just playing. All right, Mr. Do-Right Man, talk to us, man. What do you think, big brother?
I thought, my thinking is that she is a great vocalist and a fresh breath of air to the Southern Soul. It's going to be hot. In other words, to see on some new shows. I'm telling you, just a great talent. That's a great talent right there.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, everybody. That song is hot. Now, Demetria, if they want a copy of that song, where can they go and get a copy of the song where people are listening? Because if they get it from me, I'm going to charge them Cash App. Robin, I tell everybody, $69.95. That's right.
$69.95.
Yeah, damn right. That's a hot track.
If they want to get the song, they can go to www.demetriasoul.com. It's only $5 there. If you want a CD, autographed CD or anything like that, I do have those, but you would have to send the Cash App to $Demetrius. Demetrius 343, because I have not uploaded the CDs to my store, but I do have them with me. So it's either or, you know, whatever you want to do. But just to get a download, you can get it from my website.
All right, all right. So what is your upcoming schedule for shows?
Right now, I'm just looking at the gospel show that I'm going to do. I do. I am trying to put together my own show in Mississippi for October the 30th. And I am looking for more shows. So I'm open if anyone wants to book me for more shows. But I'm new, fresh out here, and I did her show with her, and I'm still going to be working on shows with my band. But, you know, here's the tale. But right now, it's going to be the show here in Henderson on August the 8th at a church here called Rock the Musical.
All right, you guys. Demetria, one more time, let everybody know where they can follow you on social media before we let you go, sweetheart.
All right, you can go to my website at www.demetriasoul.com, or you can find me on my Facebook page, which is Vocalist Demetria Bassett, or you can find me on my fan page, which is just Demetria. I have a group where my fans follow me, which is Demetria Bassett. I'm on Instagram and YouTube as Lady D Soul Singer 1, and my big old page is Demetria as well.
All right, any shout-outs you want to give real quick before we let you go?
Again, I will shout out my sponsors, which is Moby, Stratagem Marketing, Papa Son, Presente Entertainment, and Dottie Fitness by LLC. So I just thank them because they're supporting me and sponsoring me on this journey.
Okay.
And I do have a talk show every Thursday, a podcast. So if anyone's on here that wants to come and view me on that, it happens live every Thursday at 8 p.m. on my Facebook page.
All right. Okay. Every Thursday. What time?
8 p.m. my time. I don't know what that is for you.
It's 9 p.m. my time. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Eastern time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern time, you guys. Robin, what's that? 6 your time, right?
Yep, that's correct. Yes. Mhm. 6
All right.
p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central.
All right, you guys. Want to thank you again for taking time out of your schedule and joining us here on the Sunday Night Drive. Nice having you. You know, we drop some more music. We'll bring you on back.
Yes, sir. I will. I got a song coming.
Hello?
Say it again. I don't know what happened. All right, you guys, we're going to go to a... Yeah, she dropped. She hung up. All right, guys, we're going to go to a commercial. We come back from a commercial. We got one of the hottest females from California's in the house, you guys. We'll be right back.
Yo, this is your boy Scoop Beats, just letting you know that we have those beats for sale for lease online right now at urbit.com/scootbeatz. And that's urbit.com/scootbeatz. Also on beatstars.com/scootbeatz. That's beatstars/scootbeatz. Now, if you want to get those exclusives, please text 405-355-8558. And for studio time, recording, mixing, and mastering, go to facebook.com/scootbeatzmusicgroup. That's facebook.com/scootbeatzmusicgroup. Y'all have a blessing.
All right, you guys, this is the Sunday Night Drive with yours truly, DJ Sean, Robin Lynn, Maven, Vibes Live Radio. I am streaming Seattle, Washington. Aunt Peggy, Ohio is in the house. Benita Applebaum, Mississippi. And my main man, my brother, Mr. Do Right Man, Texas in the house. Now, I got to bring this young lady along right now, man. Let me see. She is a model, actress, artist. She has a radio, no, TV show, right? Am I saying that right, Kilda? TV,
yeah.
Radio, cartoon, no, I'm just playing. But anyway, Kilda, welcome to the show, sweetheart. Glad to have you again. It's been a while.
Yes. Hello.
Welcome
hey,
back.
Hey, everyone. How's it going? Yes,
all
thank
right.
you so much for having me.
So tell everybody a little bit about you. I know a little bit about you, but you've been in a whole lot of things since the last time you've been on this show.
Yeah, definitely. So, yes, I'm a hip-hop artist, you know, now doing some acting, producing. As a matter of fact, the film that I was in called First Date premiered at the Sundance Film Festival this past January.
Wow,
so,
that's a big honor right there. Sundance.
Yeah. So just I've been, you know, promoting that a lot and, you know, doing a lot of press for it. And also I'll be working on a, how should I say this, a web series. I'll be working on a web series. We're
you're
right now just in the
you're a cop in that
phase.
One, right? You're a cop, right?
I know. So that one already, that one will be completed sometime next year.
Okay.
I'm about to start my own project, and it's going to be a web series. And right now we're in pre-production for that.
Told y'all she does a whole lot out there in California. I don't even know how California is still on United States with all that you're doing out there. But you know, you already know I'm one of your biggest fans. I've been following you, you know, from day one since you've been on here and everything, and you know, proud of everything that you're doing, and you know, even the clip that you had on, you know, had on your page. You know, playing a police officer. That was some funny shit right there. You guys got to go. Let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media.
Exactly. Kelda. You guys could find me anywhere on social media under Kelda Music, KELDAMUZIK. One word, lowercase m.
All right. So Kelda, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the microphone over to the ladies. I'm going to get the ladies to get in the asking you questions first, and then I'll come back to the men. So again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule and joining us here on the Sunday Night Drive on Hilltop Radio Show. We'll go ahead and start with Robin Lynn Maven,
yes.
Boz Live Radio. I am streaming Seattle, Washington. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Welcome to the show. I always like to know, how do you keep yourself inspired with everything going on? How you stay up?
Really, it's just, you know, if you love doing what you're doing, you'll continue to keep doing it. You know what I mean? And it's just, you know, when you have a passion for art and you know, you change people's lives by creating and pushing that art, that's the motivation to keep going. Because when one person likes your song, your film, your show, whatever you're doing, that right there is a reason to just keep going, because you know you're going to touch more people.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
When you're working, when you're working on a song, how do you know when it's done? How do you know when it's finished?
You know, that's a good question, because you know, you could easily pick out a beat, write to it, record it, and say, okay, you know, I did my job. But you'll know when a song's done when everybody's bopping their heads in the studio like, okay. And just really for yourself, if you feel satisfied with all the vocals that you've laid on the song, then you know it's a finished song. Now, we don't know if it's a hit or not, but it's a finished track because of how you feel about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, all your music is hits. I don't care what nobody else says. Shit.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I've been in this game for, you know, a hot minute, and, you know, pushing music, pushing content, period, is a fun thing to do. And, again, you could change people's lives.
All right, anything else, Miss Robin Lynn?
Miss Robin.
No, that's all. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, Benita Applebaum, Mississippi. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Hey. Oh, I want to ask you, hey, how you doing?
I'm good, love.
I wanted to ask you, like being in Cali, do you think it's hard, like the competition? And I say competition, I don't like to say the word competition because, you know, we all are
right
talented, so, you know, I don't like to nobody above the other. But anyway, yeah, do you think it's harder or easier, you know?
You know what? Like you said, that, you know, that there is competition, but when you're your own artist, you don't look at it as competition. You look at it as you joined a family of other artists. And, you know, we could all work together. We can all help each other. You know, obviously where I'm here in the Bay Area, so we have our own sound, our own movement, our own culture of hip-hop, you know, compared to other cities like Sacramento or L.A. or San Diego. But there are a lot of artists out there. It's just a matter of really how serious you are about your music, how much money you invest in it, how many people you get involved to help promote your music, and that would kind of, you know, separate you from everybody else.
Nice. Okay, yeah, I misused that word. I should have said talent amongst all of that different talent. So, yeah, I was wondering.
because California, we're full of all kind of artists here. This is Hollywood, right? So, yeah, you got everybody and their mom from around the world that move here to try to make a career happen. And again, really, it's just about how serious you are about your craft.
Okay. Well, anything? Thank you for being on the show. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay. All right. Aunt Peggy, Ohio, what you got for us, sweetheart?
just again, truly blessed to be a part of the Hilltop show here tonight with all of you beautiful, wonderful people. Just want to say, watch your feet, watch your hair, like she says. Music speaks the heart and one song, just from that, you know, just one song can get you out moving, can get you in a better mood. Music is seeing the heart beat of your soul. I truly believe that. That's what keeps us going.
Were you asking her a question, Peggy?
I just wanted to know, so when is her next, when is her next show, and when is that going to be available? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't understand the question. I can't hear. It's a little muffled.
She was asking you, when's your next show? You got any shows coming up?
Oh, okay, yeah. July 31st, I'll be performing and hosting at a fashion show out here in Oakwood. We're actually going to start rehearsal for it on the 23rd and 24th. And this will actually be, my second fashion show that I've worked on this year. You know, everybody is so happy to, you know, finally get out of the house and stuff. And there's nothing better than to attend a fashion show, especially with, you know, beautiful queens walking the runway and modeling different outfits, and then you got entertainment like me. So, July 31st.
All right. Anything else, Ms. Peggy?
No, sweetie, no. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Mr. Do-Right Man, Houston, Texas. Go ahead, brother.
My question is, how does it and how did it impact you from the COVID 19, COVID, you know, the COVID pandemic? How did it affect you, and how is your movement as being an artist, you know, as of now?
Yeah. So with COVID, I started doing digital, or I should say virtual shows. So, you know, all me and my team would do is rent out, you know, a studio with a stage, and we put all the lighting together and everything to make it all glamorous, and we'll go live on Facebook or any social media, or there's been a couple of companies that have approached me and said, hey, we want to do a virtual concert with you, so you know, let's make sure we all go live, you know, Friday at 8 p.m. So, yeah, that's actually what I've been doing. But, you know, as of late, because, you know, COVID is slowly dying down for now, I've actually been doing a lot of outside gigs. I did recently, I did Juneteenth in Marin. I also performed at another fashion show. And so, yeah, COVID was a huge impact on all artists because it stopped the money. It stopped the opportunity. And, you know, if we can't go outside and perform, that's where, you know, putting a dent in our pockets. So, yeah, that's how it affected me, yeah.
I got one more question. So right now, as of now, you are moving – effectively because of the things that you've done in that downtime.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so also too, I've been keeping myself busy doing a podcast as well, going live on Instagram, and then we also post that footage on my website and YouTube, and we just bring on different guests and we talk about all kind of things, you know, just girl talk, gossip, what's the team, you know, bringing on different guests and talking to them about their backgrounds and stuff. So we definitely got to get you guys on there.
Oh, yeah. All right, you guys, mm-hmm. This is a Sunday Night Drive here on Hilltop Radio Show. We got the one and only Kilda Music is live with us. Kilda, again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being part of the show. I'm just going to ask one question,
yeah.
Then we're going to get into the music. Do you ever go to sleep?
you know, it's funny, I actually just woke up from a nap, so my sleeping patterns are ridiculous. Sometimes I don't go to bed until like 3 or 4 in the morning. You know, it's the rock star life, you know what I mean? Because especially when I'm like doing interviews, I could be doing a interview, you know, somewhere overseas, and obviously the time difference is huge, and so I gotta you know, wake up at like 2 o'clock in the morning to, you know, talk to somebody in India or Australia, so that's kind of been a challenging part, and yeah, it messes up my sleeping patterns, but I don't mind. I'm willing to
take
that sacrifice.
Because I see you all over social media, and I'm like, damn, does this girl ever go to sleep? I know she's not a vampire or nothing. Damn. Anyway, again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule. And we're getting ready to get into some music. Y'all know everybody out there anticipating and ready for some music. We're getting ready to get into music. The first song we're jumping into is Boo Thang here on the Sunday Night Drive.
Hey.
Yeah, come on. His swag is up, money he has enough. Yummy, how could I pass him up? We in the club, we drunk, we passing cups. He whispered he wants me, he want me to gas him up. But I ain't no passenger, I'm a rider. You won't see everyone inside her. Like a 300 Chrysler, fly pair of jeans, fresh kicks, nice shirt. What's that ice word? He never looking at price first. He ain't cheap with a wallet and deep with knowledge. I'm a self-made diva, believe I keep it solid. And they don't really know that I'm a secret closet freakaholic. Now I'm feeling like those rounds of drinks were. Let's go to the left with no blinkers. I'm wet. Here's the backyard sprinklers. We on the way, way over this army thing.
I'll smash on the D12 candy paint, different cause I'm fresh like a G-Seal. Come and pick you up with a tough time still. Pop a bottle, I'm on that right now. Cause you're my baby. We can go down anywhere you wanna go. Money ain't a thing, I've been known to spend a lot of dough. I'm for real, the cool thing. Rock with your cool thing. Come on baby, choose me.
I put on Marjorie, you put on Marvin Gaye. I know I got
you starving way. You remind me of Brett Favre the way you keep coming back. Matter of fact, you're running back to get under me. Old school, wanna play a game of hide and go get it. Same rules when you finally go hit it. You good with women, come on, keep the party hot. Squeeze the lemon, doing tequila body shots. Blame it on the drone, I need a sip slower. He licking off my neck, hips, shoulders, my chest, lips, got my body flips over. Both of us tipsy, the bottle tips over. I'm losing on purpose, we playing strip poker. Cause you the one I wanna rip clothes for. Slip on the thing and I'ma slide it like a stripper pole. So we both cripple or stumbling.
L smash on the B12 candy paint different cause I'm fresh like a G-Cell. Come and pick you up with the top drop tail. Pop a bottle on my wet right now. Cause you're my thing. We can get it down anywhere you wanna go. Money ain't a thing. I've been known to spend my life up. Hop up in the coupe, rock with your poop bang. Come on baby, choose me.
My we're just about 10, before 11 p.m. We was getting it in, cause he got it like that. Yeah, got it like that. Cause he got it like that. Yeah, got it like that. We hooked up at 9, was kissing by 10, before 11 p.m. We was getting it in, cause he got it like that. Yeah, got it like that. Cause he got it like that. Yeah, got it like that. I was blessed with this incredible song. To match my incredible dong, the bra matches what? My edible thong, okay. That matches these stiletto heels. Have a taste of this milkshake, yeah. Grab your knife, take a slice of my little cake. How much pressure can a B12 steering wheel take?
Ride it, okay.
To my stiletto heels break.
L smash on the B12 candy paint tip because I'm fresh like a G-Cell. Come and pick you up with the top drop tail. Pop a bottle of my wet right now. Cause you're my thing. We can get it down anywhere you wanna go. Money ain't a thing. I've been known to spend a lot of time. Hop up in the coupe, rock with your poop bang. Come on baby, choose me. Be my lady.
Sunday Night Drive, that is Boo Thang with Kelda Music right here live in the Hilltop Radio Show. Robin Lynn Maven, Boo Thang, talk to us. Vaz Live Radio, I am streaming Seattle, Washington. What up?
Yeah, that one's hot. Okay. I can see myself serenading some young thing. Mm-hmm. Come here, baby. Come here.
Yes, yeah, thank you. I'm all about making music. You know what I mean? Like that's the only way to reach your audience and to have that kind of a solid fan base when you have good tracks.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Miss Peggy, what do you think?
Oh yes, definitely fire. That is just feeling. That's just good feeling music right there. That's, I'm loving it. Just over here, just moving, just enjoying every second of that goodness. Ooh, yes. Keep bringing all that fire. That is, ooh, yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Benita Applebaum.
You know, I'm laid back on that for real. Like chilling with my boo thing. I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Do right, man.
Well, I thought about getting some candle lights and nice wine and turning off the light like Teddy P said. That was a good song.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That song right there, listening to it again. That song right there needs to be on a soundtrack of a movie. And also, you haven't done the video to that yet, have you?
No, no.
I can see, you know, I can see a 1960s style theme. Robin and Peggy, you guys remember the group, the Go-Go's? Remember how they dressed? And that, you know, that 60s thing. Yeah, if you, I can see that in a 60s theme, Kilda. You know, the Go-Go's, was an all female group. You know, you check them out and, you know, bring your video around that. That'd be tight. Yes, yeah, that gives me that type of feel. But also, it's also a movie soundtrack as well, too. Yeah. You know, like a comedy, romantic type movie. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I'm big on music placement in films and TV. One of my songs that you have, I Don't Care, was placed on Real Housewives of Atlanta, actually, last year, right before the pandemic hit.
Well, yeah, we got that. We're going to play that for you guys. Not right now, but we're going to play it for you guys tonight here on Hilltop Radio. For right now, we got to invite DJ GQ. What up, man? Welcome to the show, man. Thank you for tuning in, brother.
What's up, man? How you doing? All right. How y'all?
All right, man.
All right.
Man, I got to play Sick Bear to wake you up, man?
Nah, we good.
Okay. All right, y'all, this is the next song here. This is Ninja Style on Sunday Night Drive. We'll be right back.
Ninja, ninja, you and me, die.
Ninja Style.
Creep, do be quiet. Don't spread my business around. Let me keep this through the ring, I'm bored.
Here you go.
Plus I like the way you swing the sword. On the late night we kick it like karate kid. Feel how hot it is, come body it. Here to get it, my nigga, my ninja. Gotta have excitement, a little adventure. Want you to beat it up, leaving it injured. I want it at work, I need it in church. Do it in school, I'll let you cram it in the park. I like your rough, spike me up. Vanish in the dark, my toes, make them curl. Taste the pearl, you my ninja, I'll be your geisha girl. Under my full moon, I'll go under the knife, but I won't spoon. Tonight, don't cupcake and no love making, just humping, no hugging, snuggling, cuddling. If you ever wanna cut again, no couple shit to remember. You a ninja who could enter through the window. Give me a splinter, I end up pinned up and bust a backflip over a fence just to exit. Got you on deck, check. With me next week, I'll send you a text.
We friends for benefits now, we finna get down. Ninja style, get in and get out. We move in silence, if you wanna creep, do be quiet. Don't spread my business around.
Get in and get out.
Ninja mask, call me Kobe. Black mama, fuck you and your homie. Call me when you're by yourselves at home lonely. Yeah, I sneak and hit that thing. Role play with you, play hella sex game. Keep your clothes on, you ain't gotta change. Fucking with me better than fortune and fame. Look me in my eye, girl, say my name. I call you wet wet, don't be ashamed. Now, kiss your girl in your mouth. Open up a leg, take you down south. While you're down there, put your dick in your mouth. Now we're done, I'm gone, I'm out. Before your man or your brother gets on. Yeah, I'm gone.
Get in
the mouth.
Get in and get out. Get in and get out.
Ninja style.
leave that door, just leave that window open up, coming in through the window like a ninja. Robin Lynn, Maven Advice Live Radio, I am streaming. Talk to us.
These songs are all hitting, not missing a cylinder, man. Send them to vibeslive.radio@gmail.com so we can get them in rotation. Wow, on yet another radio station. Y'all is really good. Keep up the good work.
Miss Peggy, go ahead and talk to us. Ohio in the house. I'm sorry.
That was hot, right? Look, I'm out in the yard, in my backyard. The moonlight is right here. Look, I'm turning up my yard. I'm telling you. Oh, I am feeling that. Like, that has got me. I am in my yard, in the moonlight, dancing out here. I am feeling this. This is, fire, fire. This is,
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Love it.
All right. Benita Applebaum, talk to us.
I think it's a great song. I'm definitely vibing with it.
Thank you. Yes.
Do right, man, a.k.a. Barry White. Talk to us, man.
Great song, but you must have not ever met a Texas boy, because we ain't going to get in and get out.
That goes. You're paying attention to the words, Kilda. Paying attention to the words, girl.
Exactly. I got a saddle and some spurs, and I like it when it buck up and down.
All right.
Okay.
I know she blushing, y'all. I know you blushing. You light skin. You light skin. You blushing. All right. DJ GQ, man, welcome to the show, man. What do you think, man? Ninja style.
Yeah, I'm loving the song, man. I enjoyed it. Like I said, keep doing what you're doing.
I know you forgot. You forgot. What else you gotta say? I got to have that, John. I got to have that. Yeah, you gonna get it.
Yeah,
you got to say that.
I got to have it.
You know, it's like, you know, you can tell when you find it. You know, you get a talented artist because talented artists know how to change their style up with different sounds and stuff. Kilda, and you're one of those talented artists that can change your style up and not try to sound like no one else while you're doing it. So. You know, like I said, from day one, you know, when you first came on the show, I've been a big fan and always will be a big fan. So, you know, like DJ GQ said, you know, keep doing your thing, keep creating, you know, what you're doing, you know, whether it's, you know, acting and making more music, but, you know, keep continuing doing your thing and reach your goals that you want to reach. In the industry, and always remember, Hilltop Radio Show is behind you, sweetheart.
Yes, thank you so much. That's amazing. All of you.
Go ahead, say it one more time. Sorry.
All you guys are amazing, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, well, we got one more song, Kilda. Go ahead and shout out I Don't Care for everybody. This is a song that you are pushing. We're pushing for you here on the show. Go ahead and shout it out.
Hey, you guys, this is I Don't Care, which is featured on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Hey, yo, AP, you stupid for this one. K-Music, Diva, Eddie Project, y'all know what it is, Diva's TV album.
I don't care, check it out. Mirror, mirror, on the wall, who is the diva of them all? I wake up in the morning with the nicest legs, in the kitchen cooking up some bacon, rice, and eggs. I'm a diva, I don't like to beg. I make my own quits and a side of steak. Been getting it since the days of Double Dutch. I'm top top notch, now I'm playing hip-hop Scott. Okay. Diva only networking with the big hot shot. Cause I'm fly, looking with the bitch ride. Guess it's just a pimp and her. Never walking out the house with an empty purse. I love when niggas try to check my temperature. Pull up on me in the bands like it's instant hurt. Anyway, when they acting funny, I just wave bye-bye with a stack of money. Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Can't get the party started, get too many haters in it. I don't care.
Who cares?
When they acting funny, I just wave bye-bye with a stack of money. Hey, yo, haters, I accept you winning. I'm really happy for you, I'ma let you finish. But I'm one of the best divas of all time. Thought you knew how to grind, so you saw mine. A force from the very 16, like a gun clip. So why you standing there with your fly unzipped? Ain't a dumb rip when they on that funny tip. Slap them in the lips with my money grip. I'm first in, last out, the booty. Looking too chic, but you keep. Probably blog about it for the next 2 weeks. While your baby daddy sending me a few tweets. I'm online, I mean I'm on deck. That means I'm put on, that means I'm up next. I keep these suits paying my ass. Do a show, get on stage, I'll make it rain with your cash.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Can't get the party started, yet too many haters in it.
Peggy gone. Benita Applebaum, talk to us. One artist to another artist.
Hey. I love your versatility. I love that I can relate to that song right there. Ooh wait. And I can just wave by.
Yeah.
But the second money, I love it. Yes indeed. I'm bumping that one for sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's so mm-hmm. Much.
Yeah, y'all two gonna have to connect and do something together. Oh yeah, that'll be hot.
Yep.
That'll be hot.
Definitely.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'll make sure you get her information, Kilda, so y'all two can connect. Yeah.
Okay. That'll be great. I would love to.
All right.
Okay.
Do right. Man. Talk to us, man.
Well, I love an independent queen boss. Yeah, says she got her own money. Yeah. And she got an attitude with it. Yeah. I like fights in this. Do right, like. Great song. Great song.
Thank you.
Oh, hell yeah. One and only one of the hottest DJs here on the East Coast. What up, DJ GQ? Talk to us, man.
Yeah, man, I was loving the vibe, man. The song was hot. And you know I got to have that song, so.
All right, 69.95 Cash at me right now. You get it exclusive.
Right.
Right here, that's right.
I got eight lemons I get.
So that's why I said this young lady is versatile. You can't find rare artists in the industry like, you know, Kelda and Bonita. You guys can just get on a track and murder it, and then, you know, it's like that song right there belongs again, you know, in a gangster movie or like a Fast and the Furious type style movie as well too. And you know, even for it to be on Housewives of Atlanta, that's like boom right there. You know, she's way on the West Coast and they doing their thing over here on the East Coast. So that's even an opportunity right there. It really got you going, Kilda. Mm-hmm. You know, again, I'm very proud of you, what you're doing. Your growth, your maturity in the industry has really grown since we've been friends, you know, over a year now, and I'm proud of you. And anything that we can do here on the show, you already know we got your back 150%. Real talk.
Oh my God, thank you. I really appreciate it, and you know, I'm always down to come and, you know, chat it up with you guys. You guys are great people, great support. So
let everybody know where they can find you at again, Kilda.
Yeah. So you can find me. My website will be back up sometime this week. That's keldamusic.com, and then on any platform, just hit me at Kelda Music, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube. It's all Kelda Music, KELDA MUZIK.
All right, you guys. Kelda, any shout-outs, shout-outs you want to give before we let you go?
Yeah, you know, shout-out to you guys. And shout-out to all the, you know, podcast shows, radio stations, DJs, bloggers, magazines, journalists, everybody that supports independent artists and, you know, young artists who are on the rise. We definitely need more people out there like you guys who are, you know, willing to uplift artists and to keep them motivated.
All right. Well, again, we're pleased and humbled to have you here. Thank you for all that you do, and always, you know, when I reach out to you, you're always a, you know, either a phone call away or a chat away, and I appreciate you, for being 100 whenever we, you know, communicate. You know, keep on doing what you're doing, and, you know, like I said, we got you. We're behind you. Anything that you have, we'll push it, and, you know, Robin up there, you know, Robin's in Seattle, so, you know, I'll give her your information as well, too. And, you know, I am streaming, and Vaz Live Radio will push you, too. Anything that you have.
Okay.
Yeah, your webs, you know, your web series and everything. Yeah, we can push that for you as well, too. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to definitely keep you guys in the loop when all that gets going. And I really appreciate the support. I love it.
All right, you guys, this is Kelda Music here on the Saturday Night Drive. Kelda, again, thank you, sweetheart, for taking time out of your schedule and joining us here on the show.
Thank you. All right. Well, y'all have
now,
a wonderful, blessed night.
Well, I know you're not going to get no sleep. You're going to be up to about 3 or 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, so be safe out there. Be safe out there in them streets. All right. Have a good night.
Okay. All right, you guys. All right, see you later.
All right. All right, you guys out there listening to us, Celtic Music here on the Sunday Night Drive. We'll be right back. This is my girl, Karma Rose.
Riding around with the next bitch. That I invested in you. I even platinum Rolexes. Oh, what you think that makes me look like a fool? You think I'm G-Money, bitch, I'm Nino. Matter of fact, I'm Griselda Blanco. I move them kilos. Took you out them days, put your ass in Valentino. Now you try to play me, it's time to let the streets know. Yeah, you was running, selling niggas, you be in the kitchen. Meanwhile, I'm the one that buy you, chop it up, and even did the dishes. My girl tried to warn me, but I did not listen.
Damn, that's what happens when the boss bitch be wifing niggas.
Black widow, black widow. Black widow, black widow.
Complicated. Think about us, got me so frustrated. I done told you about 3 or 4 times. Stop telling me lies. You not trying to be my significant other. Cause you fucking undercover. Recognition's where I want. Recognition's where I need. I'm doing your part, playing it right. Can't even satisfy my needs no more. He got me all of my feelings, but one day he gon' feel it. What goes around comes around. He gon' wish he never did it. Never did it. Come on, Rose. Never did it.
You been running, telling niggas you be in the kitchen. Meanwhile, I'm the one to buy a chop it up and even do the dishes. My bitch, you tried to warn me. I did not listen.
Damn. That's what happens when a boss bitch be wifing niggas.
Black widow, black widow. Black widow, black widow.
Welcome back. It's a Sunday Night Drive. This is my girl, Karma Rose. Vegas in the house with Black Widow. Man, I'm telling you, Robin, we talk about this all the time. And this is not taking anything from the male artists, do right. But, you know, these female artists, man, they got it going on right now. And, you know, with the vice president being a female and, you know, the, you know, power, women's power. You know, being a movement here in 2021, and, you know, they're just doing their thing. So come August, the last Sunday in August, here on the Sunday Night Drive, I am doing an all-women's night. Women's night here on the Hilltop. I'm going to invite, you know, 5 or 6 talented female artists, you know, Robin, like I do, and have them all on one show and just have fun and listen to everybody's music. And, you know, ladies night, you know how we do ladies night, DJ GQ here on the show, man, we go all out and out, for these, you know, for these talented artists and stuff. We bring like, you know, record labels, record executives on, we bring, you know, entertainment lawyers on as well. And just, we just have a big old shindig like, you know, like we're out in the park or something like that. So we're going to have another ladies' night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Oh, yeah. It's deserved. Yep. So, again, welcome to Sunday Night Drive. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We still got some time left in the show. Again, welcome DJ GQ. He was up in, you was up in Delaware, right, GQ? GQ, you there? Probably playing with that damn mute button. Playing with that damn mute button. You was up in Delaware, right?
I'm still here. I'm leaving out tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay, you still in Delaware?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are your twin brother at?
In the car.
Okay.
He take care of some business. Yes.
All right, all right. Well, thanks, man, for tuning in from Delaware. Make sure you have a safe drive coming home. Bonita, GQ, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, man.
You can follow me at Harold Thompson on Facebook, Instagram, right here at the Hilltop. Also 99.9 WJCB, Evansville, Indiana, the Back of the Day Cafe. I'm also a World Play DJ and 4 o'clock gospel show every Sunday.
All right, all right. All right, you guys, I know you guys remember Car Wash, you know, the movie Car Wash. Robin, you remember the Car Wash back in the day?
Working at the car wash, yeah.
Yeah, you remember how they stand in line, you know, washing cars as the cars come through and stuff like that? Well, you know how you go to Jiffy Lube and, you know, and Grease Monkey and everything? You know how you, they, you know, they tell you run your car through? Well, Do Right Man has a oil place like that as well, but he doesn't have people stand there. He doesn't. Yeah. He changes all the oil himself. This is the tune-up man. So ladies, if you need a tune-up, this is a man to see.
That's what it is.
Hey!
Sunday Night Drive, y'all. That's the 2021 Pimp Song of the Year right there. Mr. Do Right Man. Tune Up Man, 8 days a week. Go ahead, DJ GQ. What do you think about that? He didn't say seven. He said eight. 8 days a week.
I got to have it. I got to have it. Sid Timpson, I got to have it, bro.
All right. All right.
You know me.
Robin Lynn. Baby, Buzz Live. You ready to get your tune up?
You right, man. Got what I want, what I need.
Yeah. I need an apple bomb. You need some lube. You need your fluids checked.
Oh yeah. The whole car needs to be
Tuned up, girl. You need it tuned up.
She needed tuned up. She said she already had a year tuned up, but she could use another one.
Yeah.
Said she could use another one, damn it. Oh, yeah.
Cause you told me, let me sun my lipstick in. I'm your do-right girl. I'm here to satisfy all your needs. Yeah, baby. No, I'm just playing with you.
Said the dipstick ain't in far enough now. Shit. Robin up there making a cake. I know what she doing. That's why she's quiet. She up there making a cake to get ready to jump out of that motherfucker butt naked, y'all. Yeah.
Butter cream icing with the pineapple on and the coconut in it. I'm ready.
See? Told you. Told you. Well, you guys, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this, you know, Sunday Night Drive here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Tomorrow night, the Hilltop Radio Show, the Hilltop Radio Show. Man, we got a awesome, I mean, it is going to be a huge show tomorrow, man. We got Grammy-nominated, double platinum, gold platinum, smooth jazz artist himself, Bob Baldwin's going to be joining us tomorrow, man. It's going to be an exciting show tomorrow night on the Hilltop Radio Show. And, you know, a good friend of Robin and myself, after 42 years, now listen, 42 years since 1979. 1979 was our first hit. We're going to funk you right on up.
Oh, wow.
42 years later, they got another hit song called Say What. That's right. The Sequence is going to be in the house. Cheryl the Pearl, Blondie, and you guys know her as Angie Stone, but we know her as Angie B. That's right. Angie Stone is going to be here again with us tomorrow night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And they're going to be talking about their new hit single. And still talking about these haters that aren't giving, you know, the Sequence their just due in history. Sequence, first female, all-female group that was signed to a major label, first all-female group to have a first gold album, and the first Southern rap group in history to ever step foot in the music industry. I know I'm leaving a lot out, but you guys got to tune in tomorrow and hear the story with Cheryl the Pearl, Blondie, and Angie B, Angie Stone. So guys, make sure you tune in tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. It is going to be on, and as you say, on and popping. Ain't that right, Robin Lynn Maven?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, so
what?
All right. We got it right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all. I mean, we still come next month, man. We got, you know, also keep Tony Terry, you guys, in y'all's prayers. He lost his mother today, Robin. Was it today? He lost his mother?
I believe it was yesterday, actually. Yeah.
Well, anyway, keep him in y'all's prayers. And also, man, we still got next month. I mean, we got Will Downing, Stokely, Glenn Jones, and I just picked up As Yet. They're gonna be joining us. You know, they had that hit song called Last Night. Yeah, I was inside of you. You know, like the tune up man. Yeah, checking that dipstick and everything. You know what I'm talking about, Benita Ababama, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Benita Ababama, gotta get me some. Now let me leave you alone on the show. Anyway. Yeah, so
you ain't
12 minutes left. Yeah. Man, no, real talk. Have y'all seen the picture of Benita Ababama, y'all? Have y'all seen her picture out there on social media? That girl's a bad girl. Shut your mouth. That girl's bad. I know she on here blushing and shit, but let me tell you. What's the name of that song by Rolls Royce? I Want to Get Next to You. Goddamn right. Oh, hell yeah. And right. Yeah, Rolls Royce. Do I got that song? I'm going to look for that song in a minute. I think I got it on here. I Want to Get Next to You. Yeah, that's the song that reminds me of her, badass. Hey, DJ GQ, you sent a picture of Benita Ababama, right?
Yeah.
Girl, she's stacked, right?
Yes, sir. Limits on top of limits.
Yeah, do right, man. You got going there. You got to check her out, boy. A girl bad, man. Mississippi, boy, I tell you, they already got a mayor of Mississippi, but she the mayor of Mississippi, trust me. Mayor.
Hit that high, no guy.
Yeah, boy. I know Robin's saying, y'all motherfuckers is leaving me out. Robin, you bad too there, girl, with your National Geographic titties and everything, too.
I tried to grow some damn y'all, but I just got fat. Sorry.
That girl, she got yams and she got a sweet potato pie.
Lemon meringue.
Yeah, lemon meringue.
Yes, Lord.
That meringue. Yeah, that's Lord. Yeah, man. Boy, if she had a company that sold fat back, she'd be selling that shit out at every grocery store, be out of fat bag by the time they put that shit on the shelf. Damn. They were saying plastic
damn
or
right.
paper.
Right.
Plastic or paper. Plastic or paper, goddamn it. Let me stop. But yeah, y'all, on a real tip, man, we got to start, executives and DJs, radio stations, true radio stations true radio stations that aren't afraid to
say it with your chest, little ass nigga.
Yeah, you guys got to start talking up for the wrongdoing out here in the industry, these promoters and these so-called promoters and road managers are doing some of these independent artists and stuff out here gotta start stepping up and talking up and start helping these artists out in the industry and stop letting what's going on behind closed doors keep continuing. I mean, if you worried about losing your DJ gig at a place, then you're not a real DJ. You're only there for the money or for a bottle of beer, some wing dings and fries. Probably that's what you're getting paid anyway, most of you. And I'm not disrespecting the DJs, you know, GQ, you know, yourself and myself, but you know what I'm talking about. Some of these DJs are just, they're yes, sir, men. You know, they go by what the club owner tells them what to do and how to do it, and they don't have a backbone and stuff like that, and don't get paid for what you're supposed to get paid for, and that's all right. And it's not all right with me because you have a craft and you have to stick with your craft, and a lot of them just disrespect their craft, that God-given talent. And these club owners make all this money off of selling food and drinks and stuff, you know, and then they inviting these artists in their establishment and making anywhere from $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000, and not going in their pocket and giving, not even offering these artists, you know, gas money or $50 or $100 for their name filling your establishment up. That's unfair. It's disrespectful. And it's not set good with me because I hate shit like that, and I'm going to keep talking about it. I don't give a damn what club owner or club promoter don't like what I'm saying. Again, this show number is 516-453-919-9110 or 704-713-7596. If you want to talk about it, even though I know there ain't nobody gonna call me and speak on it, but I'm just putting it out there. And you artists, you know, I know you guys want to get into every venue you can, but sometimes you can't sell your soul to a devil, knowing that your music and your talent is worth more than nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I will turn around and walk out of establishment first before I allow someone to disrespect me and the craft, the God-given talent that the man upstairs gave me, and disrespect me as, oh, do you want a drink? I'm worth more than a drink. Now, even if you're driving 3 hours to a venue, that's 3 hours there and 3 hours back. That's 6 hours. That's almost, you know, that's almost a eight hours. That's a working day. And for you to drive and for somebody to slap you in your face and only give you $125 or $50 or $100 here and there. Yeah, I understand. But that club owner or that promoter has made probably $6,000-$7,000 off your name in that establishment with everybody else's name, and 9 times out of 10, him and that club owner are in cahoots on, you know, making money off everybody. So can't tell me that they ain't, and I know that they are. We've had this discussion before last year. I think it's time to bring some promoters up, some real true promoters back on the show, and ask them these same questions that I'm talking about. And I guarantee to you, they'll tell you the truth here on this show. So,
yeah.
You know, again, your artists, I know the grind is a grind. I know you're trying to get yourself out there. I know you're trying to get your music out there. That's understandable. You know, that's good though, but don't sell your soul where you're not making anything, especially if you got bills, just like they got bills. You got a family. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, they got a family. But they eating lobster and steak, and you going home and fixing some damn oodles of noodles. That don't sit well with me. So I know Robin.
Yeah.
Robin, I know you want to say something. We got 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Just really quick, your travel, that's called mileage. It's called per diem, you know, and you're worthy of that too. And you don't have to go through the promoters. You can form a relationship with the club owners in the venues and book your own sales there. And if you make it advantage where you can show them that they'll be keeping more of the money than if they brought in some advertiser, especially if you've got press releases and radio stations behind you, okay, with websites with almost a million, blah-dee-dee-blah-dee-dee-blah. Yeah, so I just wanted to add that in there. You do have other options.
GQ, as a DJ in a establishment, stuff like that, you don't have to comment on it if you don't want to. Do you see this going on?
But why do you say, Sean? I'll fight that mute, bud.
I said, I know you DJ in the establishment as well. Do you see this going on? You don't have to comment on it if you don't want to.
No, I don't. I don't want to comment on it.
Okay, no problem. Do you write? Do you get this type of treatment sometimes? You can comment
on
it if you don't have to. Yeah.
But you just got to do your homework with everything that you do, man. Anything that you get off into, you got to do your homework up on it. Everybody wants to be treated right and respected. But, you know, you have your good and you have your bad. So you just got to choose wisely for what decision you make and not put a bad name out there for yourself, because, you know, it also can bite you back when you say something and then the people that are working with somebody that knows somebody can also blackball you as well. So you just got to tread lightly and have respect for all and understand that, you know, you're still working for you and your family. At the end of the day, you got to protect yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
See, you just said a key word right there, respect. Before I get into that real quick, Benita, anything you want to say?
Well, there's a lot I want to say, but like he said, you get blackball appears, I'm blackball. But no, on some real, I do not care. You're not going to not give me nothing. I'm not going to pay you to do a show where you put my name on a flyer and you get paid and I got to pay you to come do that show. I'm just not going to do that, you know. No, I feel like that is very disrespectful, you know. They're making money off the artists. Like, you got 10, 20 artists coming, and if somebody do come, they coming to see them artists, yet you charging these artists to come perform. And you making all the money off the artists, all the money off the door, getting some money off the food or whatever, you know. And yeah, it's not fair. Not even giving the artists gas money, so... artists losing all the way around. I see it all the time, especially in the rap. So, yeah, blackball me. I don't care. It is what it is.
Well, that to me, that sounds like a scam. That's a scam. That's what you call a scam, and a scam is a fraud. That's a fraud.
I say something about it.
GQ, you talking to us?
No, that's Devo.
Oh, what up, man?
Man, I was handling some business, doing one of the important calls, doing some things. But I'm well with me and GQ in the same room. I just walked in and I heard the question, so I'm gonna comment on it.
Little brother that you haven't met yet, Cool C.
I'll comment on it. The show promoter, you said the show promoter is making the money and they're not paying the artist.
Yeah.
The artist said, to be on the show.
Yeah, the artist is the is going. I'm trying to understand. I can't really hear.
I got 100 things going on, bro.
Yeah, I know. The artist, you said, can you repeat that? Repeat that again, please.
Okay. All right. This is what's happening. Go ahead, Benita. Go ahead.
The artist is paying the promoter to be on the show. They charge the artist $40 to $100 to come and do a show. The artist is paying for their own bed, their own room if they're not going back home. Their own everything. The artist not making nothing. The artist is paying to be on the show in a club where there's nobody there promising them, like A&R, you know, nobody there to get them to the next level of living. But the artist is paying for everything. Nothing.
To me, that sounds kind of backwards.
Coach Rick tape.
That just sounds kind of backwards. For one, when you're in a situation like that, if you're doing any kind of business like that, then the artist has to know how to protect themselves. Now, you protect yourself is when you, especially if you're dealing in funds is involved. First thing I would tell you, just like in the world of DJing, contract.
So if I got a contract with this individual, The terms are going to be laid out in the contract of what I will do, what I won't do, what I'm going to accept, what I won't accept, and here's the bottom line: it's a price. And once we reach that, either you sign it or you don't. If you sign it, we good. If you don't sign it, then I'm not going to move forward on it. That's just me.
But here's the thing on that. I understand what you're saying, Devo, but here's the backlash on that. 99.9% of these artists are so damn hungry to jump on every opportunity that comes in front of them. They're going to be so scared not to ask for a contract because they'll be probably told that they don't want them on that card. Real talk. But when you have a real artist that know their business, that knows the industry, they're not going to approach them because they know they're going to ask for that contract. Where's my money going? What am I getting for my money? Why am I paying this amount of money to be on a showcase and you're charging $10, $15, $20 at the door? And you got 20, 30 artists on there. Well, 35 or whatever. But you got 30, you got 15, 20, 25 artists on that card. And you charging them $100. And then you're making money at the door. Yeah.
Hey, my guy.
That's DJ Sean.
Cool C, man.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Cool C, bro. Out here, I'm speaking for my brother. My brother just walked outside. He did it with a little situation with his family, you know what I'm saying, media family. But where I'm going to go with what you was just saying, first and foremost, right, I do respect that. Because, like I was just telling GQ, and this different areas, right, everything is going to come different for us in that money, right? Like out here, right, in Maryland. I'm going to say like the Lower Shore. They call it out here the Lower Shore, meaning that it's just like, okay, brothers don't connect as in more so. I'm going to say this. It's crazy out here because you don't have real union. You dig it? It's not real union out here. So a lot of cats believe that, okay, hypothetically, right? I made $2, so you know what I'm saying, I'm ahead of the game. You're not ahead of the game within $2, but if, hypothetically, I'm just saying, right? You're not ahead of the game. And I tell any DJ, man, I've been around the world almost, right, as a DJ. Where I'm going with this is
I know hypothetically, and I keep that word real loose for a reason. Mm-hmm. Because, okay, out here, I have like one of the loudest PA systems. I'm not going to say DJ systems, right? I'm going to say PA. For anybody to understand the concept of PA,
mm-hmm.
meaning I can go do a stadium. You dig it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Easy, because I'm running nothing but lottery stuff. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, you cannot get me to come out in no big environment. Think that you will tell me, yo, son, you know, I got like $500. $500? Yo, guess how I'm looking at that. Like somebody just said a while ago, to me, it's like total fucking disrespect.
But you got DJs that just like some DJs are just like artists that will go in and accept that $500 just because.
Yeah.
You got some DJs that'll go to these clubs and DJ for 3 or 4 hours for 2 beers and a wingdings and fries.
Right. Just because they're trying to build a name.
Mm-hmm. So can I ask you a question?
Yeah, talk to me, Fred.
Okay. Now, let's go ahead and go to the new artist. I'm saying, say if an artist just comes into a playing field that he's not familiar with or she's not familiar with, and the game has changed. Off in a certain field they familiar with, but now they off on a new platform, and they're trying to get in. And what happens is they are not familiar with the terms, the terminology, as to speak, of how the game goes. So when they are thrown into the mix, you know what I'm saying, and trying to establish themselves, what happens is, because they don't know the terminology or the platform, they are told, okay, these are the rules to the engagement. When you find out as an artist, you know what I'm saying, the further you go off into the game, you know what I'm saying, these are games that they're playing, you know what I'm saying, because you got pimps, you got hoes, you got prostitutes, you got everybody, in other words, they're saying they're professional. That's in front of the professionals. How do you weed out, you know what I'm saying, as a new artist?
The
who is who?
Well, hey, bro, let me tell you this, right?
Okay.
And I'm coming from like 3 or 4 different sides of the game, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I was a street dude, sir. You understand? I went from the street to an industry. I went from the industry to a freestyle. I'd have been in new music seminars, battling DJs. You dig it? I done did sound. I did it all. You know what I'm saying? I'm 49 years old, and I started my life in this here game at like 13 years old, fam. Actually, before that, you know what I'm saying? I was known at 13. I'm 49. So my run been good. Mm-hmm. Never had no bad comments or nothing. Let me tell you the difference, bro. For any new artist or anybody that's coming up to be an artist as a DJ, MC, whatever, first and foremost, if you don't sell yourself, you're nobody.
That's right.
Right. Well, I feel like not being in the game for a long time and seeing the artist, I say the artist, like, if there's nobody there to actually help you get to the next level, like what you signed up for, just come to a room with a bunch of other artists, they're not going to be your fans. They're not going to go and purchase your music. They're trying to sell their own music. So what's
that
the point of you going to be a fan to be on these shows? What's the point?
Hey, so, man, listen to what you just said. You just said some real life stuff right there, for real. Because I'm going to tell you like this, right? About the game and the music industry, first and foremost, you got to take the music out of the concept to understand that we're dealing with our own people. We were trained to like not. We're not supposed to like one another first and foremost, right? Because, you know what I'm saying, with the way that we was brand, as in black folk, as you're supposed to hate your brother. So you gotta like put all of that stuff in the mix to understand that this is what I'm dealing with. But for me to do better, want to do better and want more, that's how I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna sell myself for what I'm worth. In other words, when I say that, I didn't say sell my soul because I don't believe in that old gossip and all that old other stuff, right? But what I'm saying to y'all, man, as a human beings, you dig where I'm going? Mm-hmm. As in human beings, check this shit. Excuse my friends if I cuss, but I'm just a human being. But let me put some good math in your mind, right? Check this out. How many times have it been that you've been around somebody and you heard something that was hot as a DJ or artist or whatever, right? But then you got that one person that's standing on the side just looking for that criticism. This is going to come up and tell you, and you know you already vibing, you vibing to this song because it's hot. Oh, he should do this, he should do that. No, that's not the way the song was made. So why should he do this and do that? And that's not the way the song was made. Anything that's original, as in us, we really don't need no support because the truth don't need no support. When you separate negativity, right, the negative people, as in what somebody said on the hook a while ago, about why there's no whys and to perfection. Perfection
That's
means
right.
that we already got to figure it out. You dig it?
Yeah.
So you stop sitting around and wondering and saying to yourself that, you know, I'm going to rob this cat right here because this is what, man, listen, y'all don't know me yet. I should get to know me in person one day. And I'm saying, GQ is my man on 100. He right here with me right now out here in Maryland, right? Cool C, man. Look me up on Facebook. But where I'm going at with this here, man, you gotta really understand me. And you got to hear me to understand me. I've been around a lot of DJs, man. I've been around a lot of MCs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on the same card as a whole lot of them cats. But at the end of the day, I'm not starstruck or none of that. You know why? Because I remember one thing. When we was created, we was all created equal.
Equally.
So what I'm saying to you is, if this cat right here is doing any type of good of what he do, you can do better. You just got to put more time and effort into what you do. If you can't take criticism by your team, you're not ready for the world.
That's
so
right.
I'm saying, when I say team, that means a whole. You can't have no snakes on a team. You got to weave that out, bro. But this is the true math of really, really what's going on out here anyway. It's a lot of cats. They're starting to realize that, okay, boom, this ain't hypothetically. I'm going to give you a name. Just throwing a name out there. Oh, Tony, right? Tony's shining this week. Tony's shining. Everybody on him. Okay, here we go. What's his name? 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz shining this month. You know what I'm saying? Niggas on his hips. Goddamn, 2 Chainz getting, son. You know what I mean? So what do you think everybody else is going to do? They're going to claim the 2 Chainz because right now, 2 Chainz is like one of the hottest Jones out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why the fuck am I going to rob this nigga here trying to get on? Fuck 2 Chainz. If I'm saying my labels will be better, or I can do the same thing 2 Chainz doing. Stop riding with them niggas, man. That is only brief.
He's only hot for a minute, when you could be hot forever. In other words, get your math up, B. Get your family good, meaning that your whole team is your family. When you start treating your team as your family, you know you're not going to let nobody cross your. You're not going to let nobody get in front of you, nor in the back of you. So that means if you work together as a team, man, come on, man, we take over the fucking world. You get what I'm saying? That's right. But as long as we got somebody that's crippling everything we do, we ain't going to go nowhere, B, for real. That's on my life. Like I said, I come from the streets. I come from the streets, man. The streets didn't throw me out. You hear what I said? I've been shot, stabbed, all of that. But what I'm saying to you is the streets didn't throw me out, fam. I threw myself out of the streets because I wanted different. I seen what the streets was. Yo, that motherfucker, like, it's a revolving door. Everything that I was doing out there, somebody already did. You dig it? Mm-hmm. So everything that's going to come already came to pass. So everything we doing right now with the music game isn't came and come to pass. But what you got to do is you got to get in this motherfucking game right now, excuse my French, because I'm raw right now. I'm giving it to you as it is. You got to get out here to get something and hold on to that joint right there. When you feel like, guess what? God dang, I'm getting a little weekend to pass the pill to somebody else in the family. Support that team right there. Stop knocking the team when it's all about us. Let's get the motherfucking dough, man. Because guess what? When you eat, I eat. The old saying is what you eat don't make me shit. But if we eat the same food, you smell it all. All that shit work. You hear me? Good talk.
All right. Right,
man.
All right.
Hey, your family.
Appreciate that, man.
There's a full circle, my dude. I'm going to get GQ, man, but I love to meet your guys, man.
Mm-hmm.
Respect, man. One love, respect, man. Respect. One love. Ain't the GQ, though.
All right, son.
All right, man.
I think Debo will be back later on. He's dealing with stuff right now.
All right. Well, just tell him I'll hit him up. I'll hit him up tomorrow.
Okay.
That's
what
my brother
Debo be talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell him.
All right,
man.
Sure
knows Debo brother, man.
Yeah, that was Debo brother that was talking earlier.
Yeah, I know it was. Yeah, I knew it was. Yeah. Yeah, tell him he linked with never mind. Tell him I talked to him off radio. Was it about His leader.
Right now.
Yeah.
No, bro. Groove City Entertainment. I'm the leader.
No, I'm talking about the other one.
I'm gonna say it again. I rep Groove City Entertainment, but I play with cats like what you talking about. I know you.
You know you talking about.
Okay.
You know you talking about.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, I'm gonna send that nigga a bib and some Pampers. Yeah. Him and the other one over there from Delaware, Delmar. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
you know,
both of them motherfuckers. Both of them bitches. Yeah, both of them crying bitches. Yeah, well, we're on the same boat then. We can throw their asses off in shark water. Yeah.
Yeah, we can stand with
you. There's one good thing about a shark, yo. A shark know how to get the blood that's already. You know what I mean?
Not them motherfuckers.
Hey, fam, you sound like you from uptown.
I'm from up that way. I'm from Salisbury.
In Salisbury.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's how I know them gay ass niggas, man. Yeah, that's how you do it
when you know you talk about.
And I do mean gay ass niggas with the big G.
Yo, for real. I was laughing with the nigga today when I called him dickhead. He was laughing, but he didn't understand science.
He probably said, yeah, how long is it? Where can you put it at in me? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
For real.
He love that word, dick. He love them two niggas love the word dick, man, so you shouldn't say that too loud around them, man.
Yo, undercover, like I say, rusted dickhead.
Undercover trannies, yeah.
Like I say, rusted dickhead.
Yeah.
Booty butt ass nigga.
Yeah, it sure is. Got that right.
Zingling fraud.
We say chicken the nigga in Mississippi.
Yeah, them niggas. Them niggas love it in the ass. They love it in the ass. Yeah, I know they were listening to your do right tune up. Yeah, they like the 8 days a week shit.
Did you play that Pull Your Panties Back?
Oh, no, I ain't played that tonight. Played that Thursday night on yeah. All right, y'all, we can ready to get the hell off here, man. This has been another exciting night here on the Saturday Night Drive with DJ Sean, DJ DQ, Robin.
Right,
Robin's gone, and Benita Applebaum and Do Right. And Cool C. You guys make sure you tune in tomorrow night. That's right, tomorrow night we got Bob Baldwin, jazz, great, Grammy nominated, gold, platinum, double platinum. And also we got The Sequence back in the house, 42 years. We're going to be dropping their hit single, Say What, here on the Hilltop Radio Show. So you guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Cool C, you're always welcome, man, anytime, man. Get the number
right
from your
here,
brother, because he always calls in late, man. So welcome to the show, man.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Have a good night, man. Peace, y'all.
All right.
All right.